I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Here are two words I never thought of together until just recently: gangs and Nantucket. But the federal government believes there is gang activity on this exclusive island off our shores here in Massachusetts. And last year, agents arrested five people there who they say were associated with two rival gangs, MS-13 and the 18th Street Gang. The gangs are linked to Salvadoran immigrants to the U.S., and President Trump talks about them a lot when he brings up his immigration crackdown. But the feds have been targeting them for a long time, and some critics say they're missing their target and arresting innocent people. My colleague Philip Martin here at WGBH in Boston has dug into the arrest of one of the alleged gang members on Nantucket, and he'll be bringing us two stories this week. So, Philip, what happened on Nantucket that took you there to report these stories?
Well, Marco, think about Nantucket as one of these resort places. People head there for fun in the sun and for good eating and for bike riding and for having a vacation. You have a situation where Immigration Customs Enforcement agents have been going back and forth to Nantucket for some time now. And one of the trips they took in May of 2016 was to pick up suspected members of MS-13 and the 18th Street Gang.
So your reporting focuses on one person in particular, Henry Lemus Calderon. Tell us about him.
Henry Lemus Calderon is a now 19-year-old who came to the United States when he was 16. He crossed from El Salvador, made his way to the U.S.-Mexico border at a time when unaccompanied minors like him were crossing into the country. And he, with the help of his uncle, made his way to Nantucket, where his uncle lives. Now, he is someone who, fellow students, he admits they're afraid of him because, you know, he has this persona of a tough guy. But he also was a kid who's number one in algebra at Nantucket High School, sang in the church choir, worked a number of construction jobs, and worked caring for young members of his family. He was accused of being a member of the 18th Street Gang.
And his is the story we're going to hear in part one of these two stories you're going to tell us this week. I just have one question, though. I mean, he is part of a growing Central American immigrant community on Nantucket, right? I mean, what is the draw to live in this part of the U.S.?
Work. When you think about folks needing everything on Nantucket that they don't do themselves, rich people, we're talking about carpentry, we're talking about driving cabs, we're talking about janitorial work, we're talking about restaurant work. You have about 3,000 Salvadorans who've made their way to Nantucket. You also have Guatemalans and Hondurans, and many escaping civil war and gang violence. This is Henry Calderon's story, or the story of his family.
Calderon, just to clarify, he's undocumented?
He is undocumented, and that is a basis for his continued detention.
All right, Philip, thanks a lot. Let's listen to part one of your story about Calderon.
Henry Lemus Calderon, by his own admission, was not a choir boy, even though he sang in one. He attended Faro de Luz Church on Nantucket, where the Reverend Rigoberto Lemus presides. Lemus, no relation to Henry, says Calderon spent a lot of time here.
We'd have a service Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, and he always come those days. And he always voluntary to open the door, receive the brothers and sisters, and is a good person.
Calderon says he fled El Salvador in 2014, after 18th Street Gang members demanded monthly payments in exchange for his life. He crossed the U.S.-Mexico border on foot and made his way to Nantucket, where his uncle Rodolfo Lemus lives. Soon, Calderon enrolled in Nantucket High. His cousin, Jocelyn Ramirez, says he was a good student.
He won excellence awards like in his first few months of being here, and he barely spoke English, and he was already getting awards and doing so well in school.
But a year after arriving on Nantucket, a police officer assigned to the school sketched a very different portrait of Calderon. The report tagged him as a member of the 18th Street Gang, the very gang he said he fled in El Salvador. Calderon, now in an immigrant detention center, says the officer made a mistake. His shackles clatter as he speaks.
Porque me vio así con esas personas haciendo amistad y pensó que yo era pandillero también.
He thought I was a gangster because I hung out with guys who may have been, says Calderon. A school official and a teacher accused Calderon of threatening to beat up another student, a self-identified member of the rival MS-13 gang. They also accused Calderon of marking the school bathroom with the words in Spanish, "The gang never dies." Calderon says he didn't write that. His attorney, Zola Gomez, says the allegations are based on circumstantial evidence.
If you look at his background and the record, it just doesn't add up.
Gomez also points out that while he may have threatened a student, he didn't assault anyone. And she says he didn't dress like a gang member and didn't have gang tattoos. But Chris Cronin with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in Massachusetts, says traditional gang markers have changed.
In the past, there would be tattoos that were, you know, overt, and everybody could see them if somebody was wearing a T-shirt.
Cronin says Central American gangs, including those on Nantucket, have resorted to more subtle ways of demonstrating membership.
So it is challenging identifying folks that are part of gangs in today's world.
But what happens when some identify themselves as gang members, as several young men at Nantucket High School apparently did? Calderon says he was not one of them, but one of his friends openly bragged.
Solo porque me juntaba con un amigo que pienso que era pandillero.
Calderon says he thinks his friend was an 18th Street gang member. And so Nantucket Police Lieutenant Angus McVicker says it's simple.
If they're going to go ahead and identify themselves, then we're going to treat them as that.
That's a problem, says Lisa Thoreau, an attorney at Strategies for Youth, which focuses on improving police-youth relations. She says what might ordinarily be written off as teenage bravado is being taken to a new level by law enforcement with life-altering consequences.
On Nantucket, you have a perfect storm of school resource officers having to address normative behaviors of youth intersecting with Homeland Security investigations, which has the agenda of trying to rid this country of people they see undesirable. And it appears that the lines aren't clear about what level of proof is necessary.
Nantucket police vehemently deny that its officers engage in ethnic profiling. But one resident, Fernando Ramos, believes that young Salvadorans are tagged as gang members more than other students. Ramos and Calderon used to eat lunch together. Ramos is convinced that the gang label attached to Calderon is based in part on people at school seeing Central Americans hanging out.
You know, so many white people are with their white groups and Hispanics with the Hispanics. You know, so like, in his case, he didn't speak any English. And he straight out came from El Salvador. So obviously, kids are going to see him as a different. So he sees the first person that he knows. Obviously, they speak Spanish.
Calderon has other supporters, too. A local teacher and an artist filed affidavits with Immigration Court in Boston on behalf of Calderon. Meanwhile, Calderon is being held at the Bristol County Jail in an area reserved for immigrants and hardcore gang members. Calderon's uncle, Isidro Lemus, worries about his safety.
He got involved in a fight with a gang member the other day because they say that he don't want to go with them outside and everything, talk to them. And Henry was like, listen, you know, I'm not part of this whole thing. I'm here because they're accusing me of being with you guys. So there's like no way I'm going to get involved. I'd rather die before do something stupid like that.
But Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, who runs the Bristol County Jail, takes ICE's word that Calderon is a gang member and a threat to the residents of Nantucket. And that's why he's here.
It wouldn't make sense to put somebody in a situation like that where they would get targeted if they really weren't part of a gang.
Calderon's supporters, however, insist that he has been caught up in a federal crackdown on gangs. For The World, I'm Philip Martin.
Tomorrow, more from Nantucket and what the case of Henry Lemus Calderon might tell us about who's targeted for arrest by ICE and why.